News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Some 21 acts of vandalism to historic sites across Ireland were reported to the Office of Public Works last year. That's almost double the 2019 figure. Ancient burial tombs, the Hill of Tara and Trim Castle were among the sites damaged in 2020. For more, we're joined by Mark McSharry, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on transport, tourism and sport. I'm showing my age there. Mark, I'm mistaking you with your father. Apologies for that. Mark, one of those the damage caused was in your own constituency to the Carramore megalithic tombs in Sligo. Like, I'm amazed at this story. How do you tackle idiots who are doing stuff like this?
No, it's very disappointing. Obviously, there have been 21 acts reported. That was double the previous year, as I understand it. So wanton vandalism like this, in all aspects of our society needs to rule out. But when it's destroying aspects of finite sites, of our heritage, we can't make them again. It's very disturbing indeed. And if it's a case that the OPW require additional resourcing or need to channel more resourcing into monitoring these sites, protecting them, and so on, then that's going to have to be done, because they're not making any more of these sites, and they're very important to future generations, and we owe to them to adequately protect them.
What kind of idiot leaves graffiti on the stone arch of Trim Castle in County Meath?
Yeah, absolutely. And indeed, all of these sites have been subject to graffiti over the years, and it's not welcome. As I said, in the modern era, we need to resource the OPW or ensure that they apply adequate resources, that whether it's personnel that are on site to protect these sites, whether it's possible to have monitoring cameras and so on to deter, and certainly signage is required, then that's what we need to do.
Okay. Do we need better penalties, more penalties, more severe penalties?
Well, I think in fairness to the Gardaí, the enforcement is there and so on. I think we need adequate deterrence at these sites and encourage people not to do it, because we just can't have this going on.
Okay. All right. We will leave it there. Mark McSharry, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on transport, tourism and sport. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Back.